Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Paya Podcast. This episode is another collaboration with the English Equip Project, and we're really pleased to have our two guests here from New Caledonia joining us in the studio at Pacifica TV and Radio Studio here in Brisbane. We hope you enjoy this podcast, and to our English Equip participants who are listening into this as well, we trust that it'll be a valuable resource as you practice your English. For those who don't know about the English Equip Project, it's an initiative sponsored by the Young Pacific Leaders for youth from New Caledonia and Wallace and Futuna to help them improve their English language skills and encourage them to access the different opportunities available in the Pacific region. So we're collaborating with Paya and English Equip for this podcast being streamed on the Paya podcast. And we trust this will be a great conversation with our youth representatives here today. So Jeremy, get you to introduce yourself and share a little bit about what you're doing in Australia, where you're from. Just a short introduction.
Hi guys, I'm Jeremy from New Caledonia. I'm here with a working holiday visa for about a year, and I just arrived a month ago in Gold Coast and Queensland, so Brisbane, and I haven't been everywhere yet, so I'm just starting my trip from today on. So yeah, and I'm here to improve my English and learn new things with the new travelers I met around here. I'm happy to meet new people and make probably new connections and have innovative ideas to contribute in.
Yeah. Great. And Ivy, want to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, my name is Ivy Dambal. I'm from New Caledonia. I'm part of the association Changemakers New Caledonia, and I'm here because I was selected to participate to the YPL Unlocking Funding Workshop. And yes, that's pretty all.
Great. I might ask you both the next question. So your background in New Caledonia, what got you interested in learning English and traveling and looking for opportunities abroad? Was it was there a particular reason or time in your life that you started to become interested? You can share a little bit about your background.
Yeah, basically I was in the last 5 years, I went to New Zealand and I met different people from Pacific Island, like from Samoa or from Cook Island, Maori people, local and Kiwi basically. They introduced me a lot of local culture about the Maori language or what they were usually doing in their home, the culture, and I've got interest in the Pacific culture, and that's the other reason I came to Australia and maybe learn more about the Aboriginal culture and the history as well. So that's why I'm here, basically. And I'm happy to hear different story about people, what they've been doing until now.
Yes, for me, I wanted to improve my English because I see that there is a lot of opportunities that we are not able to reach because we are French and we don't speak English. So that's the first reason. And then also we are in the Pacific and we are like us with Wallis and Futuna and French Polynesia. We speak French and we feel like we are a bit a part of the other Pacific countries because of the barrier of the language. So I think that's the main reason why I wanted to improve my English and to have a chance to connect with all the Pacific cousins, as I like to call them.
And what's your background in New Caledonia? Did you do studies there or work? What's your kind of specialty or area you're interested in terms of professional life?
Basically, my expertise was more related to IT industry. So I had IT qualifications and got experience as well. I was working there for about a couple months, but then I went to New Zealand and study English at the same time studying a Bachelor of IT remotely. I just made up that project on my own to, you know, get more knowledge about others around the Pacific, and that's how it was basically. And I'm still in that industry, but also I was working as, while being in New Zealand, I was also working as a seasonal worker and in a factory. So yeah, I met different people, international people, and learned a lot of new information about different countries.
Yeah, great.
Yes, and for me, I do a higher technician degree in France, and then I go to Réunion Island to do my license, and then my master's degree on environment management in New Caledonia. Now I work as a fishery officer in the northern province of New Caledonia. And I just want to add that it's interesting because we are a French territory, so that's the reason why I go to France and then to Réunion Island for my study, and because of the language also, because we have a chance to learn in French. But I would like just to share that we have like USP in the Pacific, and New Caledonian young don't go to USP because of the barrier of the language, but I think it will be a best option for us because it's, you know, the same context. In France, we learn something, but it's really different from the Pacific.
Mm-hmm. And what's been either your connection with the Young Pacific Leaders Program? Can you share a little bit about the initiatives you've participated in so far? And you said you're here in Brisbane for the Grant Unlocking Grant workshop, but what's been your other involvement in the YPL program?
Yes, I am a part of the team of the SEED project. We've earned a fund of the YPL grants, and we do the SEED project in New Caledonia, in both in the north and in the south provinces of New Caledonia. The project was to reconnect young people of New Caledonia after what happened last year, the riots that occur in New Caledonia, and to help them to be more confident and have tools to like build a better future for them, and also to connect them with our environment. So we do a two-day workshop both in the south and in the north, and the second day of the workshop was dedicated to do plantation and to learn nature solution based.
And you also did a recent trip to the US as well?
Yes, I was part of the IVLP program, so it's the International Visitor Leadership Program. I was unprepared for this because I was like, you know, you're nominated, you don't apply to participate to this. But it was really an amazing experience for me because it was on my field, on the blue economy. We have the chance to be, we were like 13 young of Pacific, from Vanuatu, Tonga, Fiji, Niue, and we have the chance to travel in Washington DC, then in Miami, in San Diego, and in Hawaii, and we have the opportunity to connect with people I think I wouldn't be able to connect if it wasn't in the IVLP program. So it was really a transformative experience for me because it opened my mind and I see all the opportunities that we can have as Pacific Islanders.
Mm. And Jeremy, you mentioned you studied IT.
Yes.
So you obviously got an interest in technology. How do you think that, how can technology help New Caledonia and other Pacific Islands? What do you think, what barriers are there at the moment with IT in New Caledonia and other islands?
Basically, I think it's about English, because we tend to struggle communicating English when I first come to New Zealand. I couldn't speak English properly, but after months, I realized that it's not that hard. It just takes time, and we don't usually use that language regularly. But we have a lot of similar word at first place. So the things that can block us is to collaborate with each other is like the language barrier, but the technology is also something really important. I had the chance to work with IT companies, but back home, they collaborate with Australian companies, but they use the solution from Australia a lot, like the can be cloud computing. But the thing is, for people who only speak French, it's just and have a lot qualification in IT, they got this challenge to face, which can be difficult sometime to get more knowledge or increase the make their network bigger and have an innovative solution for us, basically. For between New Caledonian people and other Pacific Island. That's mainly the language, but I think it would be fine because I believe we use the same technology in terms of a solution and for the companies and in terms of security or networking.
Yeah, and Ivy, I think for people who are watching from the PIA community, would you be able to maybe give us a little more insight into New Caledonia and your history and culture? How would you describe it to other Pacific Islanders who are wanting to know more, or Australians?
About New Caledonia, New Caledonia have a really interesting history, as I can say. I was colonized by French people back ago, and we have multiple ethnicity in New Caledonia. We have the native people, Kanak people, and we also have people that come from France, but also from all the Pacific and from Indonesia a lot, in French Polynesia. So we have really a multicultural mix in New Caledonia. About the Kanak people, who are the native people, they are Melanesian, and we do have a lot of customary. For example, if we go to somebody's home, you have to make a gesture, just give a little piece of tissue or how you say a nut in nut?
Like a basket.
No, I think it's a nut or mat.
Mat. Mat. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Mat.
Yeah, a piece of mat.
I think it's I don't know the translation now. I don't know what it is.
Sorry.
Oh, mat.
Mat?
Yeah, mat. Mat. Yeah, I would say
mat.
Pandanus mat.
Yeah.
Okay, and you give it to the family that welcome you, and you share some words just to show respect when you enter in the home. Also, New Caledonia is a hotspot of biodiversity. We have a lot of endemism. We have beautiful lagoons, beautiful mountains too, if you like to hike. And we have a really good dish, like the bunya, which is the specialty, or you can eat like fresh fish and go fishing like everywhere in the Pacific, but it's really something we really like.
In terms of the governance, you're responsible for certain areas, and then France is responsible for certain areas.
Yes, we have our own government in New Caledonia, and we share our competence with friends, but also we have competence share with provinces at the north, the south, and the loyalty provinces. For example, environment is the responsibility of the provinces, and security is the responsibility of the French state, and commercial things are responsibilities of the government. Mm. So we do have a lot of layers, which complicated sometimes to work, because we have to go to find the right person to talk to do our things. But it's a bit complicated, but who knows, maybe it will change.
And Jeremy, what part of New Caledonia are you from?
From the South Province, yeah. Noumea, precisely. I actually got Indonesian blood, and it's about the diaspora from the ancestor of Indonesian people who came and worked mainly in agriculture or in mining.
Yeah.
I'm the generation that didn't have that experience, so I just grew up with the story with different cultures, and we could get along with with each other, with people from French Polynesia, the Melanesian people, local, like we also have Vanuatu people in New Caledonia, Tahitian, Wallisian and Futunian, and European as well. So basically it's pretty rich in terms of sharing cultures, because we don't have the same, we speak the same language, but at the same time also some of us keep their mother tongue language, if it still happens, so some others don't. But yeah, and the culture, the practice can be different when we share food or having good time together for picnic or in going for fishing, like as Ivy said before, and that's pretty much.
And what would be your advice for young people from New Caledonia, Wallis and Futuna, or even other Pacific Islands, if they're looking for opportunities overseas? What's your encouragement or advice to them?
I think they have to trust in themselves. As we say, we don't speak English a lot in New Caledonia because we are not used, but also because we are not confident when we speak in English. So that's the reason why a lot of us just say, no, I don't go because I'm not confident enough to go and try to speak in English. So I think it's my main advice.
My advice would be make a lot of research and like Australia, New Zealand, or other Pacific Islands, not far from New Caledonia, and you should give it a try. I just went to New Zealand on my own, and I was just preparing that like a couple months before I landed to New Zealand. And if you like doing something and you've got a neighborhood country that has something that can make you grow up, it will be possible to find something better for you, or as long as you do it, like even though you don't do it properly, it's still something to learn, and that's what I've done until now, and I love it, so I encourage you to just keep doing whatever you want, and keep trying it. Basically, like learning English, it's not that hard, and we have the great advantage. When I spoke to people from other countries who that they have to learn the whole alphabet again, like Asian people or Korean, Japanese, they had to learn everything again. But for us, like with Latina language, like French has a lot of words similar in English. So yeah, I think you should definitely try do something. You have a different opportunity, like a working holiday visa. Try applying for that, or start from a student visa, for example. And yeah, you'll see how it goes. But as long as you do things.
Yeah, great advice. Well, I think we might leave it there for today's episode. So thank you to Ivy and Jeremy for joining us on the PIA podcast and in collaboration with English Equip. We hope you've enjoyed this conversation and look forward to seeing you again soon. Thanks, everyone.